Module 10, Review the Journey. Session 2, Tap into the Power of Post-Baptismal Catechesis. Objective: Learn how to lead an awesome mystagogical reflection after the vigil. Man, he really dunked me. I thought I was going to drown. That was Cody's response to his baptism at the Easter vigil. It's so important for neophytes and their parents to have the opportunity to reflect upon their experience of the sacraments. It's important not just to remember and to feel good about the experience, but to actually do some theologizing about the meaning of the sacraments. And we do theology best when it comes from our experience. Let's take a look at how we theologize on the Easter Vigil with our neophytes. As we said in the previous session, it's called mystagogical catechesis or post-baptismal catechesis. Fun fact, guess what? Guess which of the four periods is the only one that gets mentioned in Part 2, Chapter 1 of the RCIA. Check out Paragraph 330 or Canada Number 306. Yes, it's the period of mystagogy. Could it be the RCIA thinks this period is most important for children? How to do mystagogical catechesis. Start with their experience. The rite of Christian initiation of adults doesn't tell us how to do post-baptismal catechesis, but it does tell us in part that the neophytes are to be, quote, introduced into a fuller and more effective understanding of mysteries, above all through their experience of the sacraments they have received. Number 245, see also 247, Canada Numbers 235 and 237. In other words, their deepened understanding is based on their experience. So we start by asking the children what they experienced at the Easter Vigil. Here's an example of how I lead the first mystagogical session, where we reflect upon the experience of the Easter Vigil and the sacraments of initiation. This type of session could be done on a weeknight during the first week of Easter or on the second Sunday of Easter. If done on the second Sunday, spend time reflecting on the gospel of that Sunday as part of the opening of this session. A sample session for mystagogical reflection on the Easter Vigil. Gathering. Invite neophytes, parents, godparents, sponsors, and companions, those who participated in the vigil, to gather around the enthronement of the Word. Have the lectionary reverently enthroned on a podium, which is covered by a white cloth and surrounded by other symbols from the vigil. A large white candle, the paschal candle if possible, a very large glass bowl of water, a large glass pitcher of oil, vegetable oil, a big loaf of bread, a clear glass of red wine. Warmly welcome folks with a few words about the Easter celebration and the upcoming guided reflection. Then move to the opening prayer and reflection. Naming our experience. Lead the group through a guided reflection on the highlights of the vigil. Begin with an opening song from the vigil and then walk participants through the vigil. For example, quote, I invite you now to sit back, relax, and let your mind take you back to that great night, the night of the solemn vigil. Close your eyes and remember what it was like waiting for the celebration to begin. You stood with your parents, godparents, brothers and sisters. Remember how you felt. Remember standing around the new fire. In your mind's eye, picture the big paschal candle. End quote. Pause. Then continue walking through the celebration, recalling the highlights of the vigil. Customize the remembrance to fit your parish vigil. Call to mind images, words and phrases from the scriptures, prayers and songs. Give special emphasis to the sacramental moments. Include silence. Initial response. invite an initial response from children, parents, godparents, and companions. Encourage children to respond first, and then ask adults. Draw forth initial responses on the major elements of the vigil, particularly the sacraments. Quote, what do you remember most clearly about, end quote, or how did you feel when, then move to a deeper response. Move to the second level of questions that get at the theology of the sacraments of the vigil. Follow up the unique and individual responses with questions that get at meaning. For example, Madison, what does that warm, sleepy feeling say to you about what was going on? Cody, you felt like you were drowning. What's that all about? Or what does blank mean? Fill in the blank with their responses. Calling for a response. Drawing upon the children's responses, lead them to see their new life in Christ calls for a response. They are called to mission. Invite responses from all. For example, Mia, you said that receiving the body of Christ made you feel, quote, special and close to Jesus, end quote. How will this special closeness to Jesus help you in your everyday life at Adams Middle School? Or what will you do differently now that you are one with Jesus Christ? Then move to the closing prayer. Sing Alleluia, sing to Jesus, or another song from your vigil. Other mystagogia sessions. After this first mystagogia session, follow up with sessions that focus upon particular elements of the vigil, like the light and dark, water, anointing, the Eucharist. The additional sessions will somewhat depend upon the responses that come from your initial reflection on the vigil. Also, connect your mystagogical sessions with the Gospels the neophytes are hearing at Mass, number 247, Canada number 237. However, mystagogia is much more than having reflection sessions. In the next two sessions, we will discuss the other aspects of mystagogia. But for now, please take a look at exercise 2.